launch here in the second hour of the show. 1-800-259-9231, that's the number for you to take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Rich is in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich. Rich in Missouri? Hello.
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
You are on the air, Rich.
Hey, I've heard your discussion about sex offenders, and I actually had this exact same conversation with a friend a couple years back. He's always, you know, he's pulling out these, you know, these one-liners of like, oh, you don't understand, you've never had children, and he had just had a baby, and, you know, he was just utterly afraid of sex offenders everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make the point that if these people are so bad that they have to be monitored and tracked and ankle bracelet and paroled and everything, why were they let out of jail in the first place? And if they have been educated to have served their time, why in the world are we still looking at them and tracking them or whatever? This seems ridiculous.
I'm completely with you. I understand if there really is the belief that they're not safe out in society, then why are they out in society? You know, to me, it's you come to the decision whether you can be trusted out in society or not. You just. And you either keep them in or you let them out, because all these things they're trying to do aren't going to protect children. You know, they're putting them out in society. It's just like, it's just sort of, it's totally just mental masturbation. It's just making people feel safer.
Absolutely.
For weird, arbitrary reasons.
Right. It's placation for everybody that's scared stiffless of sex offenders. They're so bad at taking care of their children. They don't know where they are at any point. They're, you know, they're just so scared that they're such a bad parent that, you know, some sex offender is going to jump out from behind a tree with thousands of people.
The guy that's worried about it isn't a bad parent. He's just worried
He's a bad parent.
What's that?
He's worried that he's a bad parent. Like, well, it's sort of paranoia.
No, he's worried of this specter, this guy that's going to swoop in when he's turned away for a moment and grab his child, when in fact these rules that they create that make it so that a sex offender that's been released from prison, and the fact is they are people, that is then not allowed within 1,000 feet of churches, schools, and parks. These laws make it so difficult that there's, you know, the story we're reading here, a dozen of them were living in the frickin' woods, which is where the parole officers told them to live as a last resort. I mean, if when you put a guy in those circumstances, isn't he likely to reoffend? I mean, what does he have to lose if he doesn't
have... I mean, we'd be better off being shipped to an island and creating a new Australia, like a prison called Sex Offender Island. They'll be reformed in 10 years and... participating in the market. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate your thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. The sex offender laws absolutely create a false sense of security for people. And there's a lot of talk in the media about sex offenders, and so it makes it seem like they're everywhere.
They make great evening local news. They make great, because that's the kind of thing. Look, as worried as you are about it, that's what they're looking for in the news. The news is all bad news.
And it's also so comfortable and safe to be openly hateful of sex offenders. You know, if you listen to all the people saying, well, and they love to pull out the most horrific thing that they can paint a picture in your mind of someone raping a small baby, and they take these horrible pictures so that you can, that, you know, they want to stimulate your hatred, and then they want to say, and the whole point is like, look, I'm a good person because I hate these bad people, and I just think that it's a lot of it is really, you know, I'm feeling better about myself because I'm against these bad people, and you know, feel better about yourself by doing good things. And solving problems and making the world a better place.
Instead of hurting
this
people.
This is a cop-out.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right about that. The other thing I wanted to point out is that parents that believe that they're being kept safe by this system that is being so awful to these so-called sex offenders, it's an illusion. It's an illusion because, number one, as you pointed out last hour, guys, these people, this kind of scary sex offender image that people have of someone lurking in the shadows of the park and waiting to snatch a child away into his van. Again, those things have happened in the past, but they're not the supermajority. The supermajority of children being molested are uncles and stepfathers and people like that that are very close to a child. That they're not just running into a park
right.
and grabbing
your
somebody.
Child, statistically, is far more likely to be molested by you than by the guy that you are scared of. Now, I know you don't think that that's going to happen, so then you want to go after this guy that might be lurking
and possibly
out
there. A close relative or a very close friend of the family who has access to the children
Whatever. The other thing to point out here is that if parents are to go to a website where the government claims, just put in your zip code or your address and we'll show you all the sex offenders that are around. Man, that sounds really neat, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds like, wow, you know, let's go and we'll find ourselves a neighborhood to live in where there's no sex offenders living there, and then we can just let our kids run free, right? I mean, doesn't it give people a false sense of security? Because it's only the sex offenders that have been caught that you know where they live. You don't know who lives next door to you.
Now you know where the bad sex offenders are. Congratulations.
Well, right. Exactly. The ones that haven't gotten caught are much maybe more effective at offending sexually. So it creates this illusion of security and safety for people and may even contribute to parents being less apt to pay attention to what their kids are doing because they may believe, oh, we live in a safe neighborhood. It doesn't matter if Johnny's out there all by himself.
You know, and when the guy asked me, like you said, when the guy asked me, are you going to let that guy live next to you? I mean, he had done one of those, of course, painting the horrible picture. Mm-hmm. Are you going to let that guy, he's been in jail for 25 years and now he's been let out. Are you going to let him live next to you? What am I going to do to him?
What does he think?
I'm not going to go with... I'm not a pitchfork and flaming torches kind of guy. I'm not going to go to...
I'd like to point out that in most places... We're pointing out the Marietta, Georgia, which has a bad law. In most places in the United States, you can't do a gosh darned thing about that guy moving in next door to you. Paint the dirtiest picture you want. You don't get to control, in most places in the United States, where a sex offender lives. So...
Well, you could enter into a private neighborhood with certain deed restrictions.
I don't think they have deed restrictions for sex offenders. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Maybe you could make one.
You could, but I mean,
it's possible. You could own the house next door, and then you could decide.
That much is true. Then you bribe my kid some kind of, God knows, the ACLU would be after you for refusing to rent to somebody because they're a sex offender.
Let's,
I don't know.
Let's talk to Ryan in Delaware. Ryan in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Ryan, what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's not. I think it's the classification of sex offenders. I think if you change the classification, like in murder, you have first, second, and third. If you change it from hardcore rape and molestation to, that's one classification, and then statutory rape, and then flashing, and that's going to broaden the area of punishment.
I think it's a step in the right direction. I still shudder to think what these incompetent boobs that call themselves probation officers and that kind of thing. The system. It's not the people that work in the system. The system itself is it's just entirely incompetent. I shudder to think what it is, how it is that they're going to enforce what it is you're talking about. But I think
a hardcore molester has to live by this set of rules. But a statutory rapist can live by these rules.
Well,
you know?
So can a hardcore molester move out of the rules that you have set up for him? Can he move into a better set and a better set after time goes on?
I think that would be I think that would be appropriate at some point. Yeah,
it seemed to me.
They can go 10 years or 5 years or however long without relapsing or having another incident. Then sure, he should be able to. Then, okay, now you can live within a school. Now you can do this. But there has to be some form of punishment.
How long does he have to live in the park before he gets
punished?
How long does he have to live in the woods behind the office park before he gets to live within
when does he get running water and shelter
that's completely taking what I'm saying and now... making light and going directly the other way.
No, I'm not making light. There's a real situation. Listen to me. They are living like that because of the conditions set up. Let's say they are the worst kind. Let's say they're the first degree molested an actual child, not a teenager, but like a child. They actually, they're real, sex offender, first degree. Should they be living in camps behind office parks?
No, they should be living in a house. Absolutely.
But there are no houses where they can.
So you agree that the problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to reevaluate the mold and reevaluate the family.
Okay. I think you're far more reasonable than many of the people that have called on us tonight. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. And ladies, you can get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We will continue with your calls about anything. It's Ryan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan. Ryan in Virginia, going one.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on here.
Hello. I'm calling because I'm talking to you about scientific proof and how that kind of works with the way the world works and how that ties into conspiracy theories and AGW and variant vaccines and everything else that you might think about.
What's AGW?
Anthropogenic global warming.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, man-made global warming. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. People's common sense is incredibly bad when it comes to evaluating things that involve statistics and large numbers of things. We're just not evolved to do it well.
Okay.
So there are a lot of things. One second.
I said okay.
Okay. For instance, if you were to go out and have five of your friends that got flu vaccines and two of them got sick, what would that say to you?
That would say that flu vaccines make people sick.
But statistically, all this says is that two people got sick close to the time that they got a flu vaccine.
Right.
So that doesn't actually say anything about flu vaccines. It says something about two people. But common sense seems like you would actually, have some data there, but you don't really.
So it at least tells me that flu vaccines don't keep people from getting sick.
Well, depends on what they got. Well, yeah, but, there's lots of fun things about that. But let me see. The biggest thing that I wanted to say was that it seems like you guys, I listened to the show where you're talking about the 10 things that they don't want you to ask about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the big two things that you guys have problems with is there have been no random placebo-controlled studies. Double-blinded.
Right. Double-blind, random, placebo-controlled studies, right.
Which is a lie.
Okay.
There haven't been any very recently, but there's been a fair number of them. The quick Google search pulled up a mess of them. So that's just a lie.
Okay, but, did you send that stuff to Wayne because he'd asked you to do that?
Because Wayne's crazy, and I'm not interested in converting Wayne.
Gotcha. Well, you're not going to convert me.
The problem
Send
here
to someone.
Right, with trying to convert us is I can tell you I'm not going to vaccinate my kid.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Dale's
not,
gay, not going to get a kid. Ian's got
Dale
a vasectomy.
Get a kid? Yeah, or no?
He could, but it's unlikely, right?
I'm not hardcore against vaccines.
Exactly, and I don't feel like Mark, I don't really, your kid, whatever, that's fine, he's lost, but...
I'm not going to get any flu vaccines, because that's like every year they crank out one, in a hurry, trying to deal with the flu. That's just one I think is, that to me doesn't, I don't feel like I can get... that's not a risk, that's, to me, it's too much of an unknown, because they can't properly test, that to a degree. Vaccines that maybe have been out for years and years and years and years... I don't know. There's not really anything I feel a burning need to get vaccinated against right now. I've had vaccines already as a kid.
Absolutely. And
I don't have any kids. If I did, I'd research it more.
Say again?
The flu vaccine is probably one of the hardest cells because the flu is such a fast mutating virus.
Exactly.
Moving
they have to update it every year. And
the flu, flu vaccine
some years
is
it does really well, and some years it doesn't do so well.
That's the other thing is that it is a huge money maker, and they push it. They scare people. They say they're cranking out millions of these things, and
it's not that big of a money maker.
No, it's actually a fairly low margin product in the grand scheme of the healthcare system.
Then why do they bother with it?
Because it helps people.
For the good of mankind, Mark.
Well, how many people have I heard that say that flu vaccines make them ill?
the vast majority of them, like I said, the human being is really bad at evaluating.
That's right. Just ignore all of your faculties. Ignore all of your
Believe
senses.
Us, we're the scientists. Well, so what happens now? You're
here's the real thing about that.
You mentioned the anthropomorphic.
To be, if it's this huge unknown thing and the flu, if I get the flu, I get the flu. I'll get, you know. Right. I don't, you know.
That's how I feel about it.
I'm not interested in selling the flu vaccine to anybody. Like, I take
so
it every
what are you
year
trying
because
to sell?
You're trying
to sell people to get their kids vaccinated, right? Is that what
Absolutely.
You're trying to sell?
Absolutely. It saves children's lives. It is, I would take childhood vaccines over, not quite, but I would
now,
almost take childhood vaccines over clean water.
How do you come to that conclusion? Is that based on
statistics? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
I would not quite. It's a bit of an exaggeration. It's a little bit of hyperbole, but I'd come close to taking childhood vaccines over a good water system.
I mean, that's ludicrous. Almost. I mean, you're saying
it absolutely is not as far as the number of lives saved.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I have to do is say, come up here. Talk to the families and friends that I have that have not vaccinated their kids, and their kids have never been sick. They're in their teens, and they've never been sick.
Because their kids are swimming in a sea of people who have been vaccinated.
Well, then...
And every one of them that does it, and everyone that's near you, eats away at that. And you're safer as one unvaccinated kid in a sea of vaccinated kids than you are as one vaccinated kid in a sea of unvaccinated kids.
So do you work for the pharmaceutical companies?
I absolutely do not. I'm a parent. I am interested in the health of my child.
So tell
me about this science and good science. I'm interested in the liberty movement not looking like jackballs.
Tell me about this anthropogenic global warming thing where they found the scientists, you know, were ostracizing other scientists that disagreed with them and where they were obviously falsifying data. Tell me about that and why we're crazy for, you know, vilifying scientists for that.
First off, I've looked through what people have talked about. I don't see falsifying data. I could see how some people would assume that was the case. I don't see a smoking gun on that. As far as, you know, stopping other people, you know, working on keeping their journals the way they want their journals. Yeah, sure. It's a little embarrassing. But the thing to remember is that this is one group. This is like five scientists we're talking about. This is not like all the scientists of global warming. This is the frickin' University of East Anglia or something. Like,
which
this is not...
As I understand it, one of the pivotal universities that are the pushing this stuff, as it's been told to me. Now, I certainly don't know.
It's one of three or four or five groups. So, I mean, at absolute worst, even if you assume that absolutely every piece of data that comes out of that group is completely tainted, and I'm sure that they're going to redo a whole bunch of the, you know, other groups are going to redo a bunch of the analysis... Even if you assume that, that just means that data is bad. There's lots of other data.
Do you see why I doubt the data that comes from people that are incentivized from a financial standpoint to find certain stuff? I mean, how long is the scientist that's employed to find global warming going to be employed if he says, no, this crap is false?
Thanks, Ryan, for the call. Appreciate it. 800, thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I want to, by the way, tell you that the website does have a lot of stuff, including the updates. You can get signed up, and we'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live via email at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, just sent one out today to announce that there's a brand new torrent online. You can grab the entire month of November, all of the archives in one fell swoop for free at freetalklive.com. So get on the updates list if you want to know that stuff first at updates.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones this holiday season with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, unlike other weapons. And there's no expectation by the perpetrator that you, in fact, have a weapon. The Tiger Light gets, you can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a Christmas special rate, so act fast. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
Okay, we continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. Gordon is on the line listening to KBYO FM in Louisiana. Gordon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to weigh in on the sexual predator deal you guys were talking about earlier.
Certainly.
I know people who have been convicted of crimes like that who really were not what I would call a sexual predator. I know that... I think 2 points. Someone needs to look. I believe what you guys say and agree with that. I think that there's been too much, really, I guess too many rules thrown into the game. But I think that someone needs to take a look at how these crimes are assigned, because this label sticks with people forever. It causes them a lot of, it costs the government a lot of unnecessary money. And in addition to that, it also treats people unfairly in some circumstances, I think.
Sure.
Also, the people, the ones I'm worried about are not the people that go out streaking across campus, or like the guy said earlier, the people that jump on a subway and flash someone. People I'm worried about are the ones that really do commit the heinous crimes, the ones that force herself on women and rape them or on a child.
Right.
And I think that somehow there ought to be some exploration into the brain chemistry. I think that a lot of these people aren't in the right frame of mind to do these things to start with. I think there's something that's affected them, and I don't think that they've received the help that they really need.
Probably not. Mark, you were in prison for 9 years straight. How much help did you receive that you really needed? I mean, you were in there with some violent, dangerous people. I mean, were they
including
really
a lot of sex offenders, and
yeah.
Nobody got any kind of counseling at all. I mean, there was very little. There's a psychiatrist that you're a psychologist that you could go to, but this is 1,000 men and 2 psychiatrists. I mean,
it's not about that.
There's not going to be any help there.
Yeah, so I definitely share your concerns on that one, Gordon.
People are just being thrown away.
You know,
they're just thrown away and disregarded.
I tell you, I had a cousin who was charged with armed robbery about 25, 26 years ago. And he and a couple of other of my family members were involved in this back in Tennessee. And as this robbery was progressing, one of them managed to touch a girl in on the behind or something. And not only did he get charged with armed robbery, which they should have been, but he also got labeled with this this sexual misconduct thing, and now he's labeled with that for life.
Ugh.
And basically all they were trying to do was get some money out of place because they were trying to buy drugs. So
yep.
I think there's a lot of people who get charged with that really, I mean, I wouldn't worry about him being around my kids. I know him, and I've never known him to do anything like that, except just doing things, going out robbing somebody. But, I mean, it's not like going out raping somebody.
Gordon, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. You know, talking about bad parenting, just briefly, somebody had mentioned last hour, one of the callers had mentioned that, there's all these bad parents out there, and that, you know, what do you do about them? Sure, you might take good care of your kids, but what about all these bad parents? What about the ones that are on drugs? Maybe they'll sell their kids for drugs, or sell sex with their kids for drugs, or something like that. And, well, legalizing drugs would go a long way to solve some of those problems. I mean, if in Gordon's case, if his brothers weren't strung out on illegal heroin or crack or whatever the hell it was they were looking for, then they wouldn't have to go and knock over convenience stores in order to afford their habits. They could still be strung out, but they wouldn't have to be doing violence in order to get the money to buy those things if they were legal, because prohibition increases prices by thousands of percent.
There's also science and statistics out there that show that legalizing prostitution diminishes the amount of reported mental illness in a particular area. And I think we would all agree that people that kidnap and rape and do those kind of things are mentally ill.
Mm.
Perhaps allowing prostitution, which is sex between, services provided by a consenting adult to a consenting adult for monetary exchange, it's just a particular type of service. Allowing that would probably diminish these rapes. It's just a guess on my part, but it seems to me that it is moral that they should be able to do that exchange if they wish already, so why not allow that and then have that added benefit of, well, your kids don't get raped.
Yeah, I think it would make a difference. You know, it wouldn't stop all the horrific things that go on out there in the world, but it would make a difference. Let's continue with, I believe Matt is with us in California. Matt, you're on Free Talk
Howdy.
Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Howdy, this is Matt in California.
Yes,
how y'all
sir.
Doing?
Super. What's on your mind, Matt?
I live in Mariposa, and on Wednesday you were talking about the incident we had down at the post office, where the sheriff Ooh. Deputies came in and said, you have an hour to show up for jury duty or prepare to go to jail.
Yes, that's
yes.
right. They literally snatched people off the streets.
Yes, that happened right here. A little bit of statistics for you. There's 5,750 jobs for the county in Mariposa. There's 18,000 people here. Jeez. There's about 1,600 people that work for Yosemite National Park, plus the state employees. So you're looking at over half of the jobs in the county are all state or state-related.
Wow.
And this is one of the freest counties in California.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to moving to New Hampshire as quickly as possible.
So I take it you've signed up as I take it you've signed as a Free State Project participant.
Yes, I have.
Excellent.
About a year ago.
Well, good. Well, we hope to see you here sooner rather than later.
Right on.
Anything else you
want to
share?
The other thing I wanted to mention was that I am a farrier.
Oh, wow.
I noticed that you folks have brought that up on several occasions as far as being an anachronism in this day and age.
It is, it is pretty much an anachronism this day and age, but I know that there obviously people make a living doing it. A friend of mine made a living doing it, and that's the reason I, in fact, even know the word farrier.
Right on.
But it's an anachronism because not very many people use horses anymore, right? Is that the idea?
Sure.
Right.
Well, the horse population declined until like 1950-something, and it's been on the increase ever since.
Hey, that's
so
great.
There is quite a market out there. It is one of the freer markets as far as a trade is concerned.
Regulations and that sort of thing?
There are no regulations whatsoever. There are only private certification.
Wait a minute. You mean without government regulations, there aren't people out there putting nails and bloodying horses' feet and
killing horses?
It's a free market.
Excellent. Thank
Unless
you for sharing.
Your own background checks or recommendations, you have to do your own homework in order to hire a farrier.
I'm glad to know that, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here. Imagine that. Without regulations, without government rules, the marketplace regulates itself? Huh. Who thought? We'll continue with Effie in the North Pole. Effie. Actually, we'll put Effie on hold because I wasn't paying attention to the clock. Hang on. 800-259-9231 from the North Pole. We'll find out what this is all about here in moments at 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and those other talk show hosts don't. We give ours away free, so enjoy it. If you like the show, then you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll use that money to reinvest it in the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room, amp-only forum. Go get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com as we go finally to your calls about whatever you want. We try to get Elfie on. It's apparently E-L-F-I-E. How do you pronounce your name?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Elfie. Elfie, baby.
Hey, Elfie.
Elfie McFly. Hello, McFly.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yo, well, I got some for real, y'all. For real, for y'all.
What is it?
I got a real question. I got a real question. Because, see, I'm in the North Pole, right? And they say Santa Claus is supposed to live up here. You know what I'm saying?
So I heard.
Yeah, they say that. But I ain't seen him anywhere, man. I tried looking in the sky. Like last Christmas, I was trying to look up at the sky, trying to find him on my roof. And, man, he's just in there, man. So, like, for real, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to ask you. I got a for real question for you, all right? I got this three-year-old daughter named Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown McFly, okay? Now, what I need to know is, see, we believe in the Christ. You know what I'm saying? Think of Jesus.
You do. Okay.
Listen. All right. Now, listen. Real quick right here. Some people say that, you know, they go all crazy. And they say, like, okay, Santa, you know, if you rearrange the letters and it means Satan, okay?
That's,
and then they say, okay, because he's, like, omniscient and all that stuff. And like, he can be anywhere and everywhere. And then he sees when you're good and you're bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. But here's my real question, for real. This is for real. Right. I know I sound crazy, but for real. Okay, now,
I don't know.
I'm trying to ask, what do you think about, you were talking about parenting earlier. I'm trying to ask what you think about me telling my daughter about Santa. Because, you know, she's young and she's, getting excited about Santa Claus. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to lie to her and be like, you know, Santa's for real. And I don't want to start off a relationship with my daughter, you know, lying to her like that.
Hey, I'm with you.
But, yeah, but also at the same time, you know, I'm trying to, you know, it's confusing because I'm trying to tell, like, look, okay, even Jesus, you know, it's like, oh, Jesus' birthday, and they say the church and stuff, but it ain't really Jesus' birthday. No one knows when he was born. He was most likely born, you know, sometime in the spring or something like that.
It's true.
But
very true.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm just trying to ask for real is like some parenting advice.
There's a parent on the show. Mark, what would you say to that?
LP, I think you have a legitimate question here, and I'm ready to discuss it with you, but I have a question first. I detect an accent, and I'm wondering, is that a genuine North Pole accent?
Yeah, man, I'm straight up North Pole, man. Straight up.
You know, I recognize it as North Pole accent. What's wrong with you, Mark?
My girl, baby, she's on the pole, baby, on the North Pole.
All right.
I'm telling you, man.
When it comes
to, what's up? Give me some advice, baby.
When it comes to parenting, as far as Santa goes, I've heard people talk, about not telling about Santa, and I think that I wouldn't push the Santa story too far, but I also think that there's some value in the wonder that a child has on Christmas morning when they go out there and the whole Santa story. Most kids figure it out by the time they're six years old or 7 years old or whatever. How the Santa story works, and I think that's a fine age for them to figure it out.
Yeah, that's cool, because, when I found out, I was so pissed off at my mom, because, we grew up kind of poor, And I was like one time we got these oranges for Christmas. Dude, I'm telling you, the local people gave us some oranges, and I was like, yeah, oranges, man, sweet. But let me tell you, I'm cool like that, but listen, also... Listen to this, man.
Yes.
What I'm saying is my mom, she's like, we couldn't afford to get nothing for Christmas. So she's like, now I'm going to tell you, Elfie, baby, listen to me, okay? Santa Claus ain't real. He ain't for real, okay? And as soon as she said that, I didn't cry. I got pissed off. I said, so you're the one that's eating all the cookies.
Thanks for
the call. I can't believe it.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's pretty good.
My mom always said that when she was a kid, she swore she got in her stocking, each kid got an orange and a dime in their stocking.
That was Christmas.
Hmm. Wow, yeah. That was it for you? An orange and a dime?
Well, the stockings.
That was what my mom said she got. And I think people should just tell their kids about Santa as a story. You know, he's a great mythological figure, and just present him as a story. There are other storybook things. You know, you're telling him storybook things, and you're not necessarily saying that it's true or not. It's just a story.
Tell
it as a story.
So, I mean, you're not a Christian anyway, so you wouldn't necessarily have a Christmas tree or anything like that, so...
Well, I do Christmas just because it's become a holiday. It's become a, what's the word, secular holiday.
So if you tell your kids a story about Santa, do you leave them Christmas presents from Santa under the Christmas tree?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
In my house, Santa didn't wrap presents. Santa's a busy man. He doesn't have time to wrap everything. So by and large, the presents that were unwrapped that were there on Christmas morning were from Santa, and then the wrapped ones were from Mommy and Daddy.
See, I wouldn't do that. I'd watch the shows because they're entertaining and they have cool animated stop motion animation Christmas movies with Santa and reindeer and all that. But if they ask, is it really a Santa Claus? Well, no, it's just a really cool story. It's in a cool story, and encourage your kids to use their imagination, and it's okay to pretend and things like that. But don't lead them down the road of thinking that it's a real thing. I think it's I did a comic about Santa and sort of an analogy to other things and,
like the belief in government, like the belief in the state.
I did as a belief in a sort of overbearing God that's checking on what you're doing, whether you're good or bad, and then he punishes you or rewards you and based on your behavior. And
I tend to agree with what
white,
you're saying.
He's got a white beard and he's watching everything.
I do tend to agree with what you're saying about not lying to your kids about what Santa Claus is. I think that makes sense. But then how do you deal with the issue of they're inevitably going to have friends who believe in Santa? Do you tell them to don't tell your friends? Do you kind of bring them in on the secret, or
in my mind, I don't think it would be that big a deal. I mean, at that age, I'm not sure. About 6 or 7, by the time they're out, if they are going to school, whether it's a public school or a private school or something else, at that point when they're talking to other kids, it's already out of the bag.
I was at school with other kids at 6 months old. I mean, less than that. That most parents have to put their kids in daycare. So they're already at school, whether school is government school or whether it's private, daycare up until the point that they're there. So they're already talking to other kids.
Well, you know what? They can talk to other kids, and the other kids might hear, oh, Santa's not really real. And then those kids can talk to their parents, and their parents can decide how to deal with that, you know?
I'm just saying, maybe it would be, I guess the issue I'm torn on is if you've got a kid, and they're hanging out with other kids on a regular basis, and then the issue of Santa comes up, and your kid knows the truth, and the other kids don't, your kid might say, there's no Santa Claus, my daddy says so. And they says, it's just your parents. And then the other kids are going to start crying, and they're going to be very upset.
Yeah.
And then the parents are going to be upset.
Whose fault is that?
The parents are. I understand. The parents are going to be upset at you. But here the possibility is the parents would then be upset at you for telling your, you know, letting your kid in on a secret and ruining all of their fun. So,
well, you know what? They have a religion that I don't share, and they're welcome to it.
But it's not my responsibility to
reinforce their irrational religious beliefs.
So
and I'm not going to.
What religion?
You know,
what religion are you talking about?
It's the same idea. What if you had a religious belief that I didn't share necessarily, and I didn't raise my child to be Christian, and my child is telling some other kid, well, oh, your God doesn't really exist. He's, you know, that's not really the way.
What are they going to say?
And they might get mad about that.
They're going to say those are the bad people over there, Jimmy.
I say that, but right. I'm not gonna lie to my kid for the sake of some other kids, for the sake of some other family that wants to go through that nonsense.
You wouldn't be lying to your kid. You'd be telling your kid the truth, as you were saying you would, about what Santa it really is. It's just that you might ask your kid to not tell that to little Bobby, because you might hurt his feelings or something like that.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't particularly. I wouldn't be particularly concerned about it.
I guess it would depend on how many friends you have.
If some other parents want to lie to their kids and perpetuate a little fantasy, then they can do that. But what if that means
they don't want their kids to hang out with your kid anymore? What if that means that you aren't able to have your kids socialized with those kids? Are you only going to socialize your kid with other parents' kids who don't believe in Santa Claus?
That bridge when I come to it.
Right. This is where it all comes from.
Ian, what if your friends say, what would you do if your friends say, Ian, I'm not going to hang out with you unless you share my religious beliefs. You got to become a Christian and come to my church.
Obviously,
and I won't be your friend.
I wouldn't be hanging out with those people. They're
problem solved. Very problem solved. Okay, move on.
Once again, I have to say that we, the parents, really appreciate the input from you, the non-parents. However, once you get kids, we'll care a little bit more about your opinion.
Oh, like our opinion doesn't matter. You've got a kid that's 2 years
old.
You haven't had a chance to even approach this, so your opinion's as valid as anybody else.
I actually have to deal with the circumstance. I know that my kid's going to want to play with other kids. I understand that.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.